Title: Top 10 Diligence Issues in Lead Generation Mergers and Acquisitions. Content: As anyone who has been through a corporate sale process can tell you, there is no such thing as a standard M&A transaction. Every deal is different and presents a unique set of challenges. This is especially true of transactions involving lead generation companies, which can be very different than businesses in other industries. Amongst other differences, companies in this space utilize a wide variety of customized commercial arrangements and are subject to numerous industry-specific regulatory requirements that buyers need to be aware of before making an investment in this space. In this article, we highlight the top 10 issues that buyers should diligence when considering acquiring a lead generation company. Sellers in this space should focus on eliminating any issues in these areas as well to make them a more attractive acquisition target. As used in this article, the term customer refers to persons and entities who purchase the leads from the target, and the term consumer refers to the persons and entities who constitute leads, i.e., people who provide information to the target and consent to the target sharing such information. Defining a qualified lead: lead generation companies generate revenue by collecting and selling leads to customers, so it is important for buyers to understand exactly what the target has agreed to deliver in order to get paid. A typical lead generation contract pays the target for each impression, click, qualified lead, acquisition, i.e., successful sale, or some combination thereof, while impression, click, and acquisition are easy to define and track. The term qualified lead is highly customizable and is often negotiated heavily by the target and its customers. Common factors that determine whether a lead is qualified include, among others, demographic/firmographic data, scope of information provided by the lead, behavioral data, consent to receive marketing, exclusivity, i.e., no credit for duplicate leads, and other factors that are specific to the customer's industry. As part of their legal diligence, buyers should review how broadly or narrowly each contract defines a qualified lead. Buyers should also analyze the frequency of customer disputes regarding qualified leads and on what basis such disputes arise. Billing, payment and audits, minimum production and purchase commitments. Most lead generation contracts typically include an audit mechanism that allows the customer to verify the target's deliverables and billings on a regular basis. Such contract could also include a payment holdback or delay mechanism to provide security for the customer in case of payment disputes. While an audit write is typical, buyers need to understand how much this impacts the target's operations in practice. Accordingly, it is important to review audit frequency, the level of cooperation and access required, applicable penalties and interests on overpayment, and whether an independent auditor is required to participate, and, if so, who pays for such audit. A lead generation contract may also include commitments on quantity, such as a minimum monthly production commitment from the target or a minimum purchase commitment from the customer. Buyers should understand the consequences of breach of such commitment by the target, which could include reduction of fees, termination of contract for cause, indemnification claims, and liquidated damages. Compliance with false advertising laws. By the nature of their business, virtually all lead generation targets are subject to a number of laws and regulations regarding false advertising. Federal Trade Commission Act and the analogous state statutes prohibit dissemination of false advertisement. Similarly, the Consumer Financial Protection Act prohibits abusive acts by companies in the consumer finance space. Buyers should understand that these laws and regulations impose two distinct types of consumer-facing obligations and should confirm that the target is complying with both. First, the target has a primary obligation not to collect information from consumers by engaging in deceptive acts, such as making false or misleading promises about the offered product or service, or misleading the consumers into believing that they are interacting with the producer/service provider and not a lead aggregator. In addition, the target has a secondary obligation